This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, because you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard, a lot of things going on. Face-to-face, high stakes in Helsinki, those are the big headlines of today. You've got Donald Trump sitting down with, yes, Vladimir Putin. And boy, is Obama... You talk about panties in a bunch. I would suspect that his panties are in deep bunch right now. Sort of like bungee bunch. Anyway. But the person who really has to worry about this, of course, is Hillary Rodham Clinton. And Bill Clinton. And the Clintonistas out there. A lot of things to be discussed. I think they're still talking, actually. He's there. And it happens to be July 16th, a significant day in history. It was today, I don't know how, 1999, was it? That John Kennedy Jr. died in a very suspicious plane crash. You know, President Kennedy's son. That guy. 1999. So, anyway, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot that part about why was that? I mean, he was thinking about running for senator in New York, of all places. Well, sure, naturally. He's going to take over the seat of Daniel Patrick Moynihan. But with his death, of course, there had to be somebody else who could come in and take over that seat. And that was the carpetbagger herself, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And, you know, I just want to connect a few dots. So anyway, now, July 16th, and Putin and President Trump are meeting together. Wow. So the person who's really got the bungee, panties in a bunch, is Hillary Rodham Clinton. As you should. So anyway, there's going to be a lot of information exchanged and downloaded because of the two guys getting along swimmingly, I suspect. That's Putin and Trump. It was kind of interesting. Putin always shows up late. That's his style. Well, today, Trump showed up late, which is his style, too. It's called, I'm going to Trump you, Mr. Putin. And he did. I mean, that's just a little side note to history. This is just moments ago, actually. Well, about an hour ago, all this started to happen. So we're really glad that you can join us right now. We're going to be keeping an eye on that and what's happening in just a few moments. We're also going to be talking about, well, Scott Bennett back in the news again, talking about a guy by the name of Dove Sackheim. You know, interesting set of circumstances. I can distinctly remember, because I'm, you know, a newsaholic and watching all these people and places and things, and I was watching our former defense secretary, and what was his name? He was the guy who wrote the book all about Korea and all that stuff. Anyway, he was complaining. This is at the time. I was watching the hearings. And it was September 10th, 2001. And he was now keep in mind, George Bush had only been president since, you know, January. So you got January, February, March, April. So you got about 9 months of, and of course, it's clearly George Bush's administration, right? He's inherited Bill Clinton stuff, but it's still under his watch, so therefore it is. You own it. I create it. You own it. And that's kind of what's going on here right now with Donald Trump and President Obama, right? Obama created it. Trump owns it. The Russian, you get the whole thing. Rumsfeld, it was Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Anyway, so you have the situation with the Russian meddling business, right? The Russian meddling business is interesting because the left is proclaiming that it's Donald Trump he was meddling with Putin. They were conspiring together to meddle in the 2016 election, of course. And then they come out with this just Rosenstein. You know, he's not going to be long for his position, of course. I don't know if we will pick this up on Friday right after the show. I find these guys are releasing stuff right after our radio show. What's up with that? I'm sorry. I get I'm paranoid, I guess. They're leaving me out of the gig in the morning hours. You know, but it's noontime. It turns into noontime by the end of the show for the East Coast. And all of a sudden, right after that, they're releasing a lot of stuff. I don't get it. I feel offended. So Rod Rosenstein comes out. And he announces that there's indictments for 12 Russians for spying, internet spying, changing names, pushing keys, hitting Control-Alt-Delete a lot, you know? And there's cyber spying, and gosh, there's these 12 indictments, these Ruskies, they were spying, I tell you. I was just in kind of disbelief as I was listening to Mr. Rosenstein. And you know, doesn't Mr. Rosenstein, he's the assistant attorney general, of course. He's the guy who signed the letter. This guy is talk about a guy whose panties are in a bunch. Perpetual bunch up for him. And he comes out with these indictments. And of course, the timing was, I think, really improper. Of course, because it was designed by the deep state to try and embarrass Donald Trump. But Donald Trump told the truth as soon as it all came out and says, yeah, all that stuff that he's talking about, absolutely. It all happened under Obama. Didn't happen under me. Why is everybody pointing fingers at me? I don't own it. It happened under Obama. Call Obama, right? So let's call Obama and find out why he didn't do anything about that Russian meddling that was going on his watch. I mean, if Mr. Rosenstein was to be believed. So, you see, that's what I'm talking about. Donald Rumsfeld, on September 10, 2001, he made the big pronouncement, there's $2 trillion missing from the Pentagon budget. He's telling Congresses. Wow. I mean, a trillion is bigger than a billion, which is bigger than a million, right? So you have 1,000 million make a billion. 1,000 billion make a trillion. Okay, you get it? So the size and scope, he's saying there's 2 point something trillion missing from the Pentagon. In fact, we'll try and YouTube it and bring that up. So I can remember at the time thinking, man, that's a lot of dough missing from the Pentagon. And, you know, because he just took over the job, you know, because he had to go through the hearings and all. And he just kind of took over the job. This is that administrative lag time thing. And so he's sitting there thinking, you know, gosh darn, where did all this money go? Because he just walked into the job, your first day on the job. Say, show me the books, you know. So he's got a couple months under his belt. And this, I mean, the Pentagon, give me a break. It's a massive thing. And his people are going through, his people, he brings along, not the Clintonistas there. And they're saying, you know, Mr. Rumsfeld, we got a little issue here. We're missing 2 point something trillion from the Pentagon budget. And he's like, what? So he tells Congress. It's his job. He tells Congress, this is what's missing. I didn't do it. I mean, he's telling, I didn't do it. But he didn't have enough time. I mean, how do you stash 2 point something trillion? And then, voila, 9/11 the next day. Just so happens all those places, all those buildings in the Pentagon were all those staffers who counted up all that money and could understand where all that money went. Ah, they were all killed on 9/11. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
8.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com. It's just a wonderful place to be, that's New California. And I'm telling you, it's breaking out everywhere. New California. It's taking over the state. It is. More things happening. We got a big, big conference coming up. And, of course, well, it's a convention, actually. The first convention for the Constitution of New California is being held this Saturday, the 21st of July. The 21st of July is the first day of the, the constitutional process to form the constitution for the new state of California, New California. And here's the deal. It's the first time this has been done since 1861. Really? I mean, they've had constitutional conventions in other states that broke away from this territory. We're actually going to be breaking away from another state that you're being pinched off. Mitosis, we call it. Well, biology, we call it mitosis. By the way, a lot of people making comments about the Columbian Exchange business that we talked about last week, which is, of course, the New World cultivars versus Old World cultivars, biologically speaking, botany. You know, I think we're talking about tomatoes. Tomatoes as an example. And tomatoes came from the New World here in the Western Hemisphere. And interestingly enough, people didn't eat tomatoes in Europe. They didn't eat them when they first came. They thought they were just pretty plants with really pretty fruit, but they thought the fruit was poisonous. Believe that? For a couple hundred years on the continent, especially Italy, they thought it was poisonous, so they didn't even eat the tomatoes. So then all of a sudden, somebody said, let's try eating those things. And of course, nothing happened. They go, wow, they're really good. Put a little salt, pepper on it. They had pepper, they had salt, but boy, look out. And then pasta, right? The tomato pasta business. But listen, tomatoes do not natively grow. They're not natural to Italy or Europe. They're a New World cultivar. That's part of the Columbian Exchange, as they called it. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that one out there. We got more business to go on. So Donald Trump and Putin are, of course, meeting. And everybody's all on Twitter about this. We're going to try and let's try and see what's going on. If there's any kind of live feed, any kind of things going on here that might be of interest to all of us. I suspect there is, and we'll see if... I'm going to chime in here to see, just to see. I don't know if we can... I'm kind of whining here a little bit. We're going to try to see if we can chime in to Fox News here and if they got anything besides the Red Lobster commercial. Okay, anyway, the issue that's going on, obviously, with Donald J. Trump and also Vladimir Putin, I'm sure they're going to bring up this whole thing about the Russia Gate, Russia, Russia, Russia. And I was having a great conversation at breakfast on Saturday with some folks, and we were talking about when the doors closed. See, what happened is they came in kind of unexpectedly, and they both sat down together. They kind of blew off whatever the schedule was going to be. They blew that whole thing off, and they started talking to one. And then they made announcements and back and forth and all that stuff. Then they closed the door. They pushed the press out and said, hey, we're done. And now they're meeting together. They've been, I don't know how long they've been in there, but they've been meeting together. They're in the presidential palace in Helsinki. They're not in Russia. They're not in France. France, of course, yes, I'm going to talk about Macron jumping up on the table, and France wins the World Cup in Russia. Hello? In Russia. So anyway, they win the World Cup in Russia, and everybody's all happy and everything. Macron is very, very happy because he was there. Yes, the French Macron, you get it? Anyway, so they win the World Cup. Okay, so they're in the room together. We're talking about Putin and Trump. See, it's a big, fast-paced thing going on in Europe. It's a busy place over there in Europe. Not nearly as busy as it is in New California or in the United States of America, of course. No. So they are the meeting, and we were kind of reminiscing about what would it be like in that meeting with those two. And I bet they're sitting there thinking, gosh, you know, Vlad, we've really got them on the run when you talk about what's happening with this Russian thing.
Ahead of the Trump and Putin summit in Helsinki, hundreds of demonstrators taking to the streets, opposing the meeting and voicing concerns over how issues like human rights, democratic governance, and the environment are being addressed. Kevin Cork joins us now live from Helsinki. Good afternoon to you there, Kevin.
Great to be with you, Sandra. Much like we have seen in the States where we have these protests against President Trump, the protests we've seen so far here in Helsinki have been well-financed and obviously very well-organized. And in fact, they're using much of the same rhetoric that we have seen across the Atlantic. What is less common, however, is a protest of this size happening here in Helsinki, which, say, unlike London or Frankfurt or even Paris, tends to be fairly sedate. But in this case, passions were running very high for locals, and a small portion of them were speaking out in one voice.
We wanted to keep the agenda broad. We have invited everyone who wants to come. And I know that there's going to be a block against racism. There's going to be blocks of amnesty, lots of other organizations. So this is an open march for everyone who has something to say to the president.
You heard us say to the president's plural there. Meanwhile, the protests here in Helsinki, nothing on the order of the massive gatherings that we saw over in London. This morning's demonstration, much smaller, similar actually to what we saw, Sandra, when we were over in Scotland, over in Edinburgh, which is to say relatively modest. We continue, however, to await the joint press conference, which we will bring you right here live on Fox News as soon as it happens. But right now, we are well behind schedule. We'll keep an eye out for you. But for now, back to you.
We're watching it, Kevin. Thank you. Bill?
As Sandra, meeting now for 2 hours and 10 minutes. At one point in the early administration of President Obama, he went to meet Vladimir Putin. When he wasn't the president at the time, he was prime minister. He had stepped away for a moment. And they were expected to meet for 1 hour. Putin talked for 55 minutes. And these men can talk for a long time together. There was a lot of talk at NATO in Brussels. You see the pictures now with Angela Merkel and others. President Trump, fresh off that trip in NATO, with a new message for the NATO allies in Europe that he brings here in Helsinki. That's next.
Well, I think we have a lot of foes. I think the European Union is a foe, what they do to us in trade.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, over two hours so far that they've been seated together. I think it's a wonderful thing. Absolutely, it's a wonderful thing. Anyway, getting back to the discussion that we said, theoretically, what would it be like when those two guys get together? Now, the idea that they're going to talk for a long time, I think, is pretty substantiated. I think everybody kind of anticipated this, because I think there's fellow travelers in many ways, both being persecuted by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. See, this is where they're persecuting Putin. They've been blasting Putin, of course. Putin can't quite figure out how in the heck Obama's sitting there thinking, Putin. He's sitting there, he goes, this Putin guy, how did he know about ISIS? How did he know to bomb ISIS? My team, my JV team, they graduated to varsity level. I had them out there in Iraq stealing perfectly good Iraqi oil and delivering it to my best friend, Erdogan in Turkey. His son was doing all the brokering. How in the world could such a thing happen? And all of a sudden, that Putin, he kind of blows the whole trip. We were stealing perfectly good Iraqi oil. And of course, Hillary had a tie in that. The Hillary Clinton Foundation, they were getting all kinds of money from that ISIS stolen Iraqi oil. And gosh darn, we created ISIS just to do that. And Putin, he didn't come through on his side of the deal. No, he started bombing ISIS. I have no idea why. How did he find out about that? I have no idea why. Don't you hate it when that happens? We'll be right back.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server. Those are your words. In her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Just thought I'd get that one out there for you. By the way, the New California State Constitution Convention, number one, well, the first one, there's going to be several. It's the gathering of everybody in New California, or the representatives in New California. We're going to have a lot of people there that are going to be starting the construction, if you will, of the Constitution of New California. It's going to be a wonderful thing. And that's going to be the 25th. That's going to be the Saturday. First time ever since 1861 that a new state is being formed from a pre-existing state. And the process is in play. It's an old way of doing business. It's old school. It's called the Constitution. And being constitutional originalists, we find it very, very interesting, everybody's lack of understanding about how the Constitution works. Because it does work. It's a mechanism by which you create government. And, well, you know, and again, government that's of the people, for the people, and by the people. Government that is responsive totally to the people. In other words, the government is the servant of the people. What a concept, as opposed to other places, other lands, in which they're run by dictators, right? Right. That's what's so unique about the United States of America, is our constitutional, the Constitution. Declaration of Independence. By the way, those that say, oh, they're two different things, and they don't mean one another together. How stupid are you? I mean, really? How dumb are you? I'm sorry to be name-calling you, but you're dumb. You're stupid. Or you're doing this deliberately as a, well, I guess you can say a disinformation campaign, right? There are those out there that do disinformation campaigns relative to the Constitution. You probably don't realize that. But that's absolutely a fact, ladies and gentlemen. That's absolutely a fact. But why would they do such a thing? Because they know one thing that will always, well, that supports and undergirds what we do here as people in this country. And that's our Declaration of Independence, our Bill of Rights, and of course our Constitution. So in order to destroy us, you destroy understanding about how these mechanisms work and how law works and it lawful behavior. And so you destroy it from within by making a lawless culture and society out of the United States. Boy, does that sound like California or what? So anyway, that's why we're forming New California. Anyway, I'm going to get back into this whole thing about Donald Trump and Putin. So you have some sort of real perspective here about what's really truly going on with Putin and with Donald Trump. They're fighting the deep state together. I said it in the last hour, the last segment. Here you have a situation with Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, and they're fighting the same against the same people. The very pernicious form of extreme communism that you find that emanates, you know, it's an amalgam of totalitarian ideologies, communism, Nazism, religionism, all this other stuff that the evil sides of religion, of course, that are wanting to have dictatorial powers and control people and stuff. That's really what they want to do. That's not about, you know, religious freedom as we would know it here in the United States of America. No, it's all about totalitarianism and keeping you down, controlling you, stealing your money, and all this, taking away your rights, basically. That group of folks is battling equally Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. Don't you get it? Now, why is that? Why is it? I mean, they're apoplectic. See, they give themselves away. And you have Nancy Pelosi, and you have Maxine Waters, and Kevin DeLeon. Kevin DeLeon, of course. The whole, you want to, listen, we're going to be talking about this in the third hour. You want to see massive voter fraud corruption going on. Watch what's happening in California right now, and the lead up in that race with DeLeon and Ryan. Watch what happens. It's going to be, listen, breakout. I tell people this all the time. You know, the last 8 years, we were busting our butt to get all the news and information to you about all the underpinnings, all the things going on, all the scandals with Obama, and of course it was just a bevy of things, you know. From the day he took office and he started hiring the Muslim Brotherhood in the White House, which we started to expose, took us a while to do it. Took us years to kind of bring that, oh, should we talk about this? You know, that sort of thing. We did, finally, about the Muslim Brotherhood, just because nobody, you know, it was a hiring thing. That's the first thing Obama did, was hiring all of his Muslim extremist buddies to work in the White House. That's very well documented. I mean, you can't deny it. All people need to do is do some research and find out. The key is look at all the visitor logs that came into the White House from day one when Obama took office. And look at who he hired. I mean, we covered this stuff wall to wall out. I mean, all that stuff, we just exposed it. Now, you know, I'm telling people, I'm just breaking out the popcorn and soda pop. I'm watching it all. All those things, they're starting to unravel, that deep state that has been ensconced in this country for years. For years, pulled off things like 9/11. And so many other things. The formation of ISIS by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And all the cast of characters that were involved with all that, that are all now out and about. John Brennan, James Comey, Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller, let's talk about Uranium One, brother. Come on, brother. Come on, let's talk. Robert, come on, Robbie. Let's talk about Uranium One. Huh, and your Russian oligarch friends. The Russian reset to Hillary Rodham Clinton and the rest, remember that? It was a disaster for Obama because Putin didn't like it. Really? That's called a clue. That's called a clue. And Putin was, of course, the enemy. And Putin became a bigger enemy because, gosh darn it, he started bombing ISIS. Man, that guy's got some cojones. He bombed ISIS. When of course, we had this, just, remember the bombing campaign on ISIS? Have you talked to any naval pilots lately, ladies and gentlemen, who did that? Or Air Force pilots? And they're kind of wondering why they're dropping bombs in places out in the middle of the desert, had no structures, no nothing. But you can't remember that. What'd they call it? Bombing light or something like that. The whole mission light or something on it. There's some name that they applied to those bombing missions when they were trying to destroy ISIS. But that Putin guy, shocking, shocking. After January, after July 11th, another 11 day. After July 11th, 2015, Putin became public enemy number one. He was already number one, but he's number one plus. After he started bombing ISIS. Now, why in the... Vlad just didn't hold up on his end of corruption. And he really wasn't holding up real well as he was supporting Assad. Why would Vladimir Putin... Why would he do such a thing? Obama was really, really angry. So, here you have the Obama... Remember the deep state Obama guy? He still lives just a few, couple miles from the White House, and they're planning all the deep state stuff. We've been talking about that. That's one of the reasons why he did what he did. But that big question's lingering. He hates Putin as much as he hates Trump. Have we ever wondered why that is? Huh? Think about it. These folks hate the... See, this is the thing. Trump and Putin. Hated by the same people that want to destroy this country.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Election testified before Congress this week. Agent Peter Strzok, the personification of the righteous left, thinking they know better than the rest of us, was a composite of pompous, arrogant, indignant, sarcastic, smug, condescending, defiant, and unapologetic. Strzok seems to share Cardinal Comey's affectation about being a selfless servant of the people, even though he seems to simultaneously hold us all in contempt. Strzok is also the personification of the deep state itself. Fascism rules, where people in power don't care what you think, but instead decide they know better. They know what's right, and then they implement it. But no worries, Strzok isn't biased. He says so himself.
After months of investigations, there is simply no evidence of bias in my professional actions.
For me, it was one of the most stunning, don't believe your lying eyes moments I've ever seen. His own text exchanges betray his denial. He and his mistress, Lisa Page, call Donald Trump an effing idiot, loathsome, a bigot, an enormous D, blank, 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 awful, abysmal, a disaster. The irony here is that if you want to show bias, you would simply use his words. And for any of you who still don't believe your lying ears, take a listen to this.
10 days before the investigation began, which the department you work for says nothing was done before July 31st, you said Trump is a disaster. I have no idea how destabilizing his presidency would be. Between July 31st and August 8th, how many interviews did you conduct related to the alleged collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign? I'm asking for a number. I haven't gotten to the names. How many people had you interviewed?
that counsel of the FBI, counsel's equities, have directed me not to answer any questions about the ongoing investigation into Russian attempts to interfere.
So he's direct questions by counsel for the FBI. So why is this important? Why would it be important to show the investigation began before the FBI said it did? Why? Because nothing happened to even begin an investigation. They made up a date and they made up a reason. The Democrats in Congress knew the danger zone they were in and desperately tried to use every excuse to end the questions. And so pandemonium broke out in the House of Representatives.
He has said he was instructed by the FBI not to answer the question.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Your Chairman, Mr. Chairman, is it not appropriate to also interject the attorney-client privilege, which cannot be overridden and is a rule of the House to the extent that witnesses have the right to an attorney-client privilege in this House? And that is what this witness is asserting, attorney-client privilege, and he has been advised not to answer the question.
The gentlewoman will suspend.
And it went downhill from there.
Mr. Chairman, please.
This is intolerable harassment of the witness.
What's wrong with that? You need your medication.
The free-for-all in that hearing room was a sight to behold. But more than that, it was a microcosm of what the left has done when they want to shut down the right. The pent-up rage and the pandemonium was an example of how angry the left is. And while the Republicans conducted themselves in a genteel manner, the Democrats, claiming parliamentary points of order, blew their collective gasket. So Strzok arrogantly claims he's following FBI protocol. They told him not to say anything. But 6 hours later, he's shown yet again to be a liar and is allowed to answer the question that goes to the heart of the basis for this absurd investigation into Donald Trump's alleged connection with Russia. And when given the green light, here's Strzok's answer.
Agent Strzok, between July 31st, 2016 and August 6th, 2016, how many witness interviews did you conduct as part of the Russia Trump campaign alleged collusion investigation?
I don't recall, and I'd have to check the case file.
We waited all that time for that answer?
Yes, sir.
That's eerily similar to what you said a couple hours ago.
And if that isn't enough, the text, quote, "I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way he gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. So Strzok wasn't trying to prevent Trump from winning. What he was doing was even worse. He was talking about having a plan to effectively disenfranchise the voters who elected Trump should Trump win. Forget democracy, forget the people. Those voters whom Strzok doesn't like are idiots. He said so himself in a text to his mistress. If his candidate of choice didn't win, the one he helped avoid criminal liability, he was going to abuse the power we entrusted him to ensure that it didn't matter.
That's Peter Strzok. And my point about Putin and my point about Trump and how these people hate Trump just as much as they hate Putin. And if you haven't connected that dot yet, then you need to do so immediately. Because it's two big dots drawn into a bigger dot. I think maybe now you know who the enemy really truly is of the civilized world. You know the globalist agenda. They're showing their faces all over Congress. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and check out everything that we have for you there on newcaliforniastate.com. All about coming up this Saturday, we're going to be meeting in Harris Ranch, California, and we're going to be bringing together for the first time since 1861 a group of people to pull off or write or start the production of a constitution for New California State. It's historic, absolutely. Since 1861, the last time this was done. Now, I'm not discounting the other states that came along and joined the Union, of course, and that goes back to the last time this happened, in which states became part of the Union, was 1959. Alaska and Hawaii joined. So, anyway, that was a big deal, and it was, but they came from territories, that's just it, trust in the territory, I believe. So, this is a situation which is coming from an actual state, from another state. The last time that happened was 1861 with West Virginia, from Virginia. So, first time that's happening. Also, Right to Voice, a new social media platform. get it. Everybody's going to it if you're a conservative, because there's no censorship if you're a conservative. Think about that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, we are exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.